Welcome to the Best Thing I've Learned About Money audio blog series. This is where you'll hear from fellow creative entrepreneurs and mentors all about one specific topic, money. In each episode, we introduce you to some of our favorite industry friends as they share the best thing they've learned about money and how it's impacted their life and business. Here at Shanna Skidmore Consulting, we are on a mission to bridge the gap between the world of money and creative entrepreneurship so you can feel confident in your finances, clarity in your direction, and freedom to go on creating just as long as your heart desires. Think of this as your own little audiobook as you tune in to the stories of how money mindset, defining enough, and knowing your financial need can impact the way you live your life.
Friends, I'm Megan Martin, a branding and marketing strategist for creative industry women, and I own Megan Martin Creative, a marketing and website template shop. With 7 years experience in business running a digital download shop, speaking at conferences, collaborating with dream brands, and booking dream clients, I share all that I've learned and continue to learn about building a magnetic brand, effective marketing, and the science of conversion. Today, I'm so excited to dive into the best thing I've learned about money in hopes that my story can encourage you to talk about money and define what success means for you. Let's dive in. I've been in business over 7 years. I've seen the world of Instagram go from a random place of late night in the moment snaps to our entire industry using it as a way of supporting their businesses. I've seen educators come and go, and I've seen the online industry boom. In all that time, the best thing I've learned about money is that it is simply a tool. Beyond providing for our most basic human needs, it isn't a means to happiness. It isn't a benchmark to success. It doesn't prove anything. Money is just a tool to exchange for things we need and want. But as the infopreneur space increases, more and more creatives are pummeled with messages that tell us differently. Messages that glorify the six-figure status at all costs. Messages that drag us into comparison. We find ourselves questioning what we've built with doubtful thoughts of, are we really successful if we aren't bringing in over six figures? Is that the end-all entrepreneur goal? This is my imposter syndrome. It isn't pretty, but after quite a few conversations, I fear the main connection we've placed on six figures with success in the creative industry has sparked a similar version of exhausted imposters in every niche. But the truth is, if money is just a tool, it doesn't define us. It does not define our success. Only you can do that. On the other side of the coin, if money is just a tool, there is nothing wrong with it. If six or seven figures is your target, you go, girl. If you're shooting for less because you have other things in life to do, you go, girl. If money is just a tool, we should be able to talk about it comfortably, and not only when we hit the sexy six-figure status. A recent study of over 3,000 Americans by the investing app Acorns showed that 68% of people would rather talk about their weight and sex life than money. Colin Walsh, CEO of Vero Money, shared, "Talking about money is culturally shameful. Everyone needs it, and it controls so much, but no one wants to talk about it." The more I share my thoughts and feelings about it online, the more I realize that talking about money is entrepreneurially shameful too. The best thing I've learned to combat imposter syndrome is to bring the dark little lies we tell ourselves into the light and talk openly and honestly about them. So even though I'm writing as a guest for one of our industry's best financial experts, who probably makes much more than I do, I'm going to bear it all. And hopefully encourage you to celebrate your own version of success, too. 90. That's my number, as in 90,000. That's how much our family needs to take home to support our life. I'm not over here trying to hustle the multi-six or seven-figure mark. I'm just trying to provide for what we need and pay my team and bills. The truth of the matter is, my husband Jeremy is super smart. From day one of our marriage, we have worked to live below our means and invest in residential real estate. In our circus of moving seven times, we've acquired four homes, one we're in, and three we hold as long-term rental properties. It takes a huge pressure off for the future so we can work faithfully now, but rest in enough knowing that we have a future financial plan. Maybe that makes me unqualified to teach. I don't know. It seems six figures is the benchmark to success as an educator, but maybe it makes me more qualified to teach because I'm not going to miss out on what matters in life for the chase of more. I fight the ever chatty imposter voice in my head that says I have no place sharing because my benchmark isn't world domination empire building. It's just me and Jay providing enough for our family. I know it is silly. When I say it out loud, it is silly. That's the thing about coming to terms with the lies we tell ourselves. They are silly. This little business I built in between baby snuggles and spit up is supporting our family. That's crazy and exciting. I get to live in a world where I am constantly free to create, and that is fun. Jay gets to work by my side in this season instead of doing the corporate thing which we have been dreaming about forever. I shared about this recently on Instagram and was overwhelmed with the responses from my creative peers. Thoughts like Cinnamon Wolf, a fellow educator who replied, "Megan, same girl, same. When I was in corporate America, I made $95,000 and felt so successful. Now it feels like not enough because it's not the six-figure mark." When in reality, building your own business to $90,000 is a huge accomplishment and absolutely qualifies anyone to lead and guide others, in my opinion anyway. I don't have aspirations to multi-six or seven figures either. I just want to make enough money for my husband and I to be able to travel the country and give back. Shanna Anderson commented, "I would rather hear more stories about this kind of success because I think it's what so many of us are dreaming of. But the constant parade of six figures or nothing makes all of it feel kind of unachievable." Amber Veach shared, "The internet needs more of this. The glorification of doing what you love and family time simultaneously. Six figures sounds lovely, but definitely does not define my definition of success either, and that's okay." Emily Duke said, "I love this. I'm also over here working to support my family and enjoy my life, not trying to take over the world. I took Shanna Skidmore's advice of deciding what is enough for you and being happy with it. It has really changed my perspective." There are days when I forget that money is just a tool. I get lost in the numbers and coming up short in comparison. I forget my why. I forget what really fires me up. Comparison steals the good in everything, and I've learned it is a daily decision. So, not today, little voice. Not today. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's The Best Thing I've Learned About Money series. Make sure you pop in the comments below in this blog post because I'd love to hear what success looks like for you and your family.